Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers.
So, Double Take Sports Talk until
then. Your life is next. He does what's going on.
Shout out.
Daryl, how you feeling?
Not too bad. Not too bad. And here and there, a little worn out, but I'm good. How about yourself?
Not too shabby. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
I will say this, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like talking today. I do not feel like talking at all. Under any circumstances, do I not even want to say a whole lot? I really don't. After spending the day, for good reasons, talking, I still don't want to talk. I don't want to talk.
So what you planning on doing, using the voice recorder for the rest of the podcast?
Hell, if I could, I would. If I could, I would.
I can understand that. I'll be feeling the same way too. Especially, well, not even today. It's like days like off podcast days, like on Mondays, Tuesdays, and stuff like that. I'll feel the same way. But same time, I know where you're coming from.
It's just that day. Today is that day, and I don't want to talk. There's a lot of news in the NFL, too. There's going to be a lot of talking.
Yeah, that's a lot of talking.
There's going to be a lot of talking.
Two parts? Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, the NFL news is so massive, I had to split them into two parts. And I almost could have broken down into fours.
Yeah, that really would have been long, too.
It's not really long enough with the two. Just look at the two parts that we have.
Yeah. But I was going to mention this. I meant to mention this to you. What was it? I think it was last week. But did you know that in Tennessee, if you are driving drunk and you ended up in a car crash that kills a family, you are going to be responsible for paying child support? Yeah. That'll stop motherfuckers from drinking and driving.
You ain't lying. Child support ain't no games.
That ain't no joke.
There's no games.
Yep. If you got caught driving drunk and you crash and you kill a family, yes, kids mainly, you're going to be responsible for paying child support.
Creative.
I like it.
Yep, creative.
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. That's creative.
You know, that kind of steers away from them from actually trying to drive drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea.
It is. It's very creative.
Yeah.
It's cool. Very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I told you, Darrell, I felt like talking today.
Yeah.
I got to do more too. We feel ready to learn that next. Afternoon coffee break with Darren Watts. Welcome back All right, continuation of day three of crushing racism, devotion. The mission of Christ crushes racism. When Jesus started his ministry, he made a mighty announcement of the Sabbath in the synagogue in Nazareth, his hometown. He stated his mission by quoting a few passages from the Old Testament. It is interesting to notice that the heroes of those passages are not Jews, but Gentiles. The people were so furious with him that they tried to throw him off a cliff. Find that in Luke chapter 4. Considering that they were at the synagogue to worship God and listen to the teaching of the scriptures, nevertheless, their reaction shows that Jesus' mission sounds like a terrible insult to the deep ethnic divisions of that day. Jesus was stating that his kingdom was not about one people or race, but open to all people. Do you understand that this is how Jesus began his ministry? As he read his mission statement, he clearly declared first that he was the Messiah, and second that he had come to save not only the Jews, but people from every nation. So when you continue to follow his ministry and mission throughout the gospel and arrive in Luke 10, you will once more see how his teaching shocked people. When Jesus told his story about the Good Samaritan, he presented a person despised by most Jews or the heroes of the story. Can you imagine how hard it was for an audience to hear that a person they detested was actually seen by Jesus as a good person? Read the story of the 10 lepers, and you will see that again. The only leper who came back to thank Jesus for his miracle was a Samaritan. It was revolutionary. Jesus pushed all his boundaries when he turned the tables of the temples, declaring that God's house was supposed to be a house of prayer of all nations of the world. Mark 11:17. That was also because they were selling the church. They was turning the temple into a business, which is not permissible, especially in those days of the church. Reflecting on his implications of his statement, together with Jesus, the last words to his disciples, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Matthew 28:19. May I remind you that Jesus' mission is our mission. We are not called to preach the gospel to a specific nation, but to all the nation. The preaching of the gospel is calling to crush racism. Does God not show favoritism, nor neither should we? Romans 2:11. Heavenly Father, open my eyes as I read your word to see how Jesus' mission crushed racism. Help me to follow his commandments and make disciples all of the nations. Amen. Luke 4:16-20. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and he was his custom. He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering the sight of the blind, and to set all at liberty to those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up and scrolled and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of the synagogue were fixed on him. Luke 10:30-37. Jesus replied, "A man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. By now, chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed him by on the other side of the road." Now, when you think about it, what do that not make you think about? When you see a black person walking down the street, that white person just go across the street because they're uncomfortable. It's no different with the man of the man that was robbed. It's no different. It's like, I don't want no part of you. I'm just going to cross on the other side and keep on going.
Happens still today.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. To this day, it still happens. Now, by the chance of the priest going down that road, when he saw him, he passed on the other side. So likewise, a Levite came, and when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side of the road. But the Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. big difference. Thanks a lot, Aaliyah.
Yep, you fell into the Aaliyah trap.
Can't win. I'm fighting the losing battle every day. I'm up there in the office just coughing up all kind of phlegm. I can't win.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus.
And it seems like every time I drink down this water is when it happens. I can't help it because I'm dehydrated.
That happens. Oh, it so happens.
All right. This is one of the reasons why I don't want to talk.
Stay dehydrated.
Bro, it's unbelievable. And when he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, then he sent him on his own animal and brought him back to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, which is money, I believe, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? I'm going to say the Samaritans. He said, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, you go and you do likewise. Meaning, you go and show compassion regardless to your damn feelings. Period. Mm-hmm. Real correct. Talk.
Correct. Correct. Real talk.
Luke 17:11 through 19. And on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing among between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered the village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When they saw him, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they were cleansed, as they went, they were cleansed. And then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Excuse me. And now he was a Samaritan. And then Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? There was no one found to return and give praise to God except for the foreigner. And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Mark 11:17. And when he was teaching them and saying to them, it is not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all of the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers. At this time, again, he is talking about people coming in to sell instead of worshiping. Mm-hmm. He's talking about people that are, he's frustrated with religious leaders because they're talking about wanting to sell and not letting people, all people, worship. You know, you're pretty much dividing or showing discrimination towards the people that want to come and worship. Instead, right. You want to do your own selfish greed and do what you want. Mm-hmm. Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Go therefore and make the disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that has commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Last one, Romans 2:8-10. And for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be a wrath of fury. And there will be tribulations and distress for every human being who does evil. And the Jews first, and also the Greeks. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jews first, and also the Greeks. For God shows no partiality. If he shows no partiality, why do everybody else got to show partialities between whites and blacks?
Right. Right.
Anything else you want to add?
It's just, it's very frustrating on how religious leaders actually approach different situations when it comes to racism. It's just even the black ones, even the black religious leaders.
Look, and it's sad because it happens in today's world as well. Mm-hmm. It's worse in today's world probably than what it was back then.
Yeah.
And then what really frustrates me is that black lives do not matter to black people.
Nope. It just don't. Even when you think slavery would have made a big deal. It's a big deal to a lot of people in the calendar days.
Right.
But it don't matter to other people. It just don't.
I think about Women's History Month and I think about Harriet Tubman.
Mm-hmm.
And she went out and helped free slaves.
And she was a black lady.
She was a black lady. You know, that was somebody that cared.
Mm-hmm.
I think about another lady, Rosa Parks,
mm-hmm.
who broke the barrier of desegregation after the fact and still got punished.
Yep.
I mean, this is, and to me, and being honest, segregation is trying to sneak its way back into today's world. And most people
don't realize that. Yeah, they don't realize that.
No.
Segregation is, they are trying to bring that back. They just creeping it in. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the reasons why a lot of people try to speak on these type of situations.
This is why it's important. You know, I hear a lot of Christians say that we shouldn't depend on, you know, the government and everything else, which is absolutely true. But mm-hmm. when you have to look at the reality of things, you do have to go in and you have to vote the right people in.
Exactly.
You can't just go and say we have to depend on God. We got to also put that work in. We also have to pray about it in order for us to go out and put the work in to get the right people. I think about the Reverend Raphael Warnock.
Boom. Religious leader. We got to bring those people in that we believe can bring, in that.
Yes, if we could bring in the right people, things could be a lot more better. But most people don't do that. You know, most people just pray and sit back. No, idling hands is the devil's workshop. You have got to put work in. If you're going to pray about something, put your hands into action. Mm-hmm. Period.
I agree. Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, when we come back, we'll have breaking mental health with Durham. When we come back.
All right, we're back. Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers. I'm Daryl. Here's right across from me.
Yep.
All right, thank you for tuning and listening to us, of course, all the downloads and all that good stuff. We really appreciate that. Before I get into my breaking mental health ordeal, I'm just going to say this. This morning was pretty different, to say the least, because I woke up empty. I woke up empty. For whatever reason, why I woke up empty, it felt like because I couldn't find the proper cause to wake up, you know, either because I felt so drained and tired that my body really just turned into emptiness, and that was something that I really had to beat, or it was the fact because I woke up empty and maybe I'm depressed by something. I don't know. I haven't been able to pinpoint that, but up until then I've been okay. But at the same time, you know, it kicks in and out, and it's something I have to fight almost every week. And this is like, this been going on for years, back into Baker Taylor time. At the end of the weekend, that Sunday day come in, and then boom, everything just changes. The pressure kicks in, when you get up in the morning, you feel some way?
I might have an idea to what it could be. There are things in your life you have not fulfilled that you want to fulfill, and you have no idea how to go about it.
Yep. That could be one thing. I didn't think about it that way. I think about that also. And that was, we were in the height of developing this podcast when I started feeling that way. We didn't even have the podcast, but we was developing getting it. And when we got into the podcast afterwards in 2015, that's when it really started to hit, because a lot of things wasn't going our way. We wasn't getting a lot of hits. We wasn't getting anything because we was just beginning out. And that's when all that depression just kicked in. It's just, I was just feeling empty.
Yeah,
because I feel like you really don't accomplish nothing. And I always come across these posts, rather if it's on Facebook or rather it's on Twitter, but it's mainly been on Twitter and Instagram a lot. I get on there and I read these posts, and it'll always say, nothing is never easy. No matter how hard it is, you keep pushing.
That's right. That's what I always say. Because I don't have a purpose.
Right.
I never do. Just after the day of the mall, I might just have purpose.
You might. You might just have a purpose. You know? And another thing that I could also think about is how I go into work and I know exactly how my day is going to be. You know, I know exactly how my day is going to be, and trying to figure out how in the world am I going to sort through it, how am I going to work it out and stuff like that. But that's how I feel every day. No, well, not every day, but every week going into a new work week, I always feel empty. And I wake up feeling empty, drained, I feel tired. And that's a hard battle to fight, because I would rather be getting up for the right reasons instead of the wrong reasons. There's nothing wrong with working, but doing this corporate America thing versus entrepreneurship is, you weigh the balance, man. You just rather do entrepreneurship. A lot of people be stressed about that stuff, but for me, it's a hell of a challenge. And I'd rather be dealing with that. You ain't got to deal with so much. You do deal with so much, but you're not doing it in a way like you're forced. You know, you're not actually on a discipline machine. Kind of like, not in that sense, but more like a what they call them, point system and stuff like that. This is just that, you know, and that's how I feel. And that's just only every week, Tuesday going into Wednesday. Other than that, maybe sometimes Tuesday going into Wednesday, Wednesday going into Thursday, maybe, but I'd be fine after that, because I think about all the money being made.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I had to talk about that briefly, but
yeah.
Moving on.
I understand.
Yeah. Moving on. For breaking mental health, team trades is a big stress. A lot of people don't look at it that way, but NBA players or any team, any player on any sport looking at this deals with trade after trade after trade after trade after trade after trade.
Yeah.
You know how much of a stress that puts on them?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now it's a different story between being traded versus being a free agent. Being a free agent gives you the decisions of what you want to do, versus in season being traded without you knowing and having to ship from city to city
every single time. I can't imagine, well, I can. A lot of players dealing with that. I think Michael Beasley has dealt with that. Kyle Korver has dealt with it. Victor Oladipo has dealt with it. Jermaine O'Neal has dealt with it. It's a lot of players that deals with that. And they're not even high profile players like a Shaq or LeBron James. And Shaq dealt with it in his last few years in the NBA after he left the Lakers.
Yeah.
And it didn't even, and it didn't really didn't too much bother him until that point, because he always starts from scratch. There's just a lot of things that he could do. He could just easily just take care of. And it could have stressed him out, but more of the other ones, more of the ones that are kind of medium, low profile, them are the ones that are actually dealing with that stress. Them are the ones that are actually hitting it the worst. Especially that Kyle Korver trade when he got traded for a copy machine or something like that. Cash got traded for a copy machine.
I cannot believe that was even real. I cannot believe that.
Yeah, it was real. Because the copy machine never broke in and he was still playing in the NBA. So it's like, what's your worth? You know what I'm saying? You know, that is hard to deal with. You was just worth cash of a freaking copy machine?
Sad. Yeah.
And Kyle Korver was one of the sharpest shooters in the game.
Yes.
He's one of the sharpest. He killed us. Back in 2012, 2013, we was with the Hawks playing, when we played against the Pacers in the playoffs. Killed us. But worth a damn copy. Some bullshit. That's sad. Yeah. That's just sad.
Mm-hmm. I agree, girl. It's sad. It's a sad thing.
It's just, it's terrible because we have, a lot of people say, hey, you got a lot to be thankful for. You're still playing in the NBA and you're doing this, you're doing that. Bruh, that's unhelpful. Stop it. It's just a lot of things that you have to cope with. If you ain't never dealt with it, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
You hear me?
Yeah, just don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. Because you're not helping the situation. Talking about you got a lot to be thankful for. You're still playing in the NBA, so be grateful. Stop it. That is not the right time to be saying that ignorant shit. It's not the right time.
See,
it's just not the right time.
It goes back to what I said. There are certain things that you should be that could be tweeted, but then there are just certain things that you just say that you just need to say. Well, let's talk about it.
Exactly. Let's talk about this. You know what I'm saying? How are you really feeling? Is this is you being traded like 10 to 15 times during the season before the deadline or being released and being signed to another team? How is that really making you feel? You know, you got to have that talk. Quit all that crap talking about, oh, you still got to be grateful, man. You still playing the NBA. I'll kill for what you have. No, you wouldn't. Mm-mm. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in that position to be traded all the damn time. Mm-mm. Why would you do that? Why would you even say something like that?
What's the word I'm looking for? Premature.
Premature. You know how they say, oh, Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Matthews are tied or not? Well, tie your damn tongue because you sound funky. That's all I got to say about that. I'm done with this. You got anything else you want to add?
I'm done too, Daryl. I'm done too.
I'm done.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to go into our football talk.
I'll be so praying for
much,
you.
I know. So much compression of the news into two segments. We'll have them both. First, we'll have the first part next.
Okay. We're back. Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers. I'm Daryl. Dan's right across from me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, also, other than basketball, I also did baseball too. So, just bear that in mind. I was going to do NASCAR and Formula One, but Formula One ain't happening right now. And
NFL took up too much of your time.
Thank you. Exactly.
It took up too much of your time.
It took me from 8 o'clock this morning up until noon, and I had to get ready to start transitioning over, so I never really had a chance to do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, so let's take a look at this.
I will do it next week.
Only got 5 pieces of headlines for the NBA. Former ESPN anchor, Los Angeles broadcasting legend, Alan Messegale, passed away at the age of 63. The Brooklyn Nets was fined $50,000 for letting Kyrie Irving in the locker room during Sunday's home game. Steve Nash is extremely hopeful Ben Simmons can play for Brooklyn Nets before the season ends. And Greg Popovich is the Lone Star holder of career wins as the head coach. And the NBA is sending the Golden State Warriors and the Washington Wizards to Japan for preseason games. Baseball is back. Got a few headlines here. One breaking news about an hour ago.
About time.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I even went and bought a subscription for MLB. It's not going to matter because I can't watch no damn Cubs games. I can't watch no damn Cardinals game. The hell is the point?
Man, are you for real?
Nah. It's like with the damn NBA app. I can't even watch the Pacers games.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
How it's like because like, it's because we can locally access these channels. What about po motherfuckers? They ain't got cable. How? Now with Chicago, I can understand, but
yeah,
Cardinals.
Yeah.
So if I get some from LA, I can access that locally. Get out of here.
I'm telling you, there are reasons why I don't like talking. And this is it.
Yeah, you talk a lot. Talk a lot.
I know. I try to keep it to a
because it's crazy. Because some of these things are just straight out crazy. Why are you putting in your money's worth for everything to be blocked out and blacked out that you think people have access to? It just don't make sense to me.
Oh yeah.
And then you got to access. You can access the game archive 3 damn days later.
That's even worse,
man. Spare me.
That's even worse, girl. That's even worse.
Man, that's beyond worse, man. Mm-hmm. So, the Mets acquired right-handed pitcher Chris Bassett from the Oakland Athletics after All-Star season.
Is that what you really wanted to say?
No. This is what happens when you have autocorrect. Let me just I still got ESPN up. This is what I meant to say. Chicago Cubs add veteran reliever Jesse Chavez on a minor league deal. I put Cubs ass veteran reliever Jesse Chavez on a minor league deal.
Bruh. Oh man,
I have to fix this crap. This is crazy.
It's crazy.
So the Cubs add veteran reliever Jesse Chavez on a minor league deal. Oh my goodness. Cardinals at the bullpen depth. They agree to deal with free agent right-hander Nick Whitgren. The Twins add Sonny Gray from the Cincinnati Reds. Brad Boxberger agrees to a 1-year deal with the Brewers. Nelson Cruz reaches a 1-year, $15 million deal with the Nationals. The Philadelphia Phillies signs Kyle Schwarber. That hurts.
Yeah, the next one hurts just as much.
Oh, yes. The Cubs sign Saiya Suzuki to a 5-year, $85 million contract. And Andrew McCutchen
to be slotted as DH for the Brewers. And breaking news came out maybe about an hour ago. Chris Bryant and the Colorado Rockies agreed to a 7-year, $182 million contract. That hurts.
That hurt, but the other one hurt it too.
Which one?
The Yankees re-signing Anthony Rizzo.
Oh, I skipped right past that. The Yankees signed Anthony Rizzo, yeah. They re-signed him, but here's the bad part about that one. He wasn't the actual main source.
Who's the main source?
Well, let's just say that his time with the Yankees wasn't very good. But since all the sources that they wanted to add, I couldn't remember who they were, ended up leaving. So they ended up resigning him. I was like, man, he could have been gone elsewhere. I don't understand why would you do that? Mm-hmm. So I guess the reunion with the Cubs ain't going to work. So
no.
I guess I'm just going to have to get past that.
Yeah.
I couldn't forget point guard precision. I sure almost forgot, though. Today, yeah. Once again, it's not going to be focused on the player. It's going to be focused on the team or teams. And that is, can high-scoring teams win championships? Last week, I discussed the death of mid-range game. What's part of that success of the mid-range game is scoring. That's how, you know, Chris Paul got plugged in. He used basic fundamentals. He used the mid-range games to help, you know, fix the disadvantages that the defense has. But do that necessarily take away from a team as a whole that scores high and still win the championships? Now, Golden State Warriors was a prime example of that. And their hopes got shattered. Mm-hmm. Not only with the 73-9 record, but mm-hmm. in the NBA Finals, got dominated in the NBA Finals mm-hmm. within the next three games. Mm-hmm. And it was a high-scoring team going into the playoffs and the regular season. Mm-hmm. And as much as a team that can have a high-scoring advantage, regardless, they're still allowable to win championships. But the term always says it. Look, defense wins championships. Mm-hmm. That has always been the motto.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn what sport it is. NBA, NFL, MLS, MLB, defense wins championships. That's where your bread and butter
yes.
plays. If you're going to be a high-scoring team, you damn well better be good ass defensive team mm-hmm. because that's where you win the championships. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some tweaks, of course. NFL, they have their own size of offense and defense. In the NBA, you got the same team playing offense and defense
yep.
within five players. Wow. So that is a tough task at hand. And it's the same way with soccer, MLS. They're just as much as crazy, too, because they got a lot of cardio within the length of a field
Bruh.
Playing defense.
Man, that looked like a length of a football field.
That you have to be, man, you damn near have to be track and field, cross country, all that shit combined. Ain't track. No way in hell. Mm-hmm. Ain't no way in the world I could do it. Mm-mm. Shoot, y'all have to kiss my defense goodbye on that behalf.
You ain't lying.
You would have to kiss my defense goodbye. I couldn't do it. Now, basketball is different.
Right.
Basketball is different. Love the game.
Love the game too, Terrell.
And how big we were, how big we are, we would still go out there and punish people.
And we'll help.
Mm-hmm. Because yeah. it's just in our blood. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily run in the family, but damn it, you could say it does. You could say it does. Not within, you know, just me and Darren, but of course, Pop, and then you have your outsiders. You got Bug, and then you got Tyron. They're hoopers. And then his family, they're hoopers. But, yeah.
That's just in our genes. And pinpointing all of that at the end of the day, high scoring can lead you that, but you got to have a defense.
Yeah.
You got to have it. That's all I have. Anything you want to add to that?
I don't. Good work.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. So we'll be right back with the continuation of part two, football news with me. We'll be right back.
Ooh, 42.
Oh, wow. Let's get this done.
Yeah, get it done.
We'll be right back.
Okay. We're back. Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers. I'm Daryl. There's right across from me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, also, other than basketball, I also did baseball too. So, just bear that in mind.
I was going to do NASCAR and Formula One, but Formula One ain't happening right now. And
NFL took up too much of your time.
Thank you. Exactly.
It took up too much of your time.
It took me from 8 o'clock this morning up until noon, and I had to get ready to start transitioning over, so I never really had a chance to do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, so let's take a look at this.
Only I will do it next week.
Mm-hmm. Only got five pieces of headlines for the NBA. Former ESPN anchor, Los Angeles broadcasting legend, Alan Messingale passed away at the age of 63. The Brooklyn Nets was fined $50,000 for letting Kyrie Irving in the locker room during Sunday's home game. Steve Nash is extremely hopeful Ben Simmons can play for Brooklyn Nets before the season ends. And Greg Popovich is the Lone Star holder of career wins as the head coach. And the NBA is sending the Golden State Warriors and the Washington Wizards to Japan for preseason games. Baseball is back. Got a few headlines here. One breaking news about an hour ago. Huh?
About time.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I even went and bought a subscription for MLB. It's not going to matter because I can't watch no damn Cubs games. I can't watch no damn Cardinals game. The hell is the point?
Man, are you for real?
Nah. It's like with the damn NBA app. I can't even watch the Pacers games.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
How it's like because like, it's because we can locally access these channels. What about poor motherfuckers? They ain't got cable.
How? Now with Chicago, I can understand, but
yeah,
Cardinals.
Yeah.
So if I get some from LA, I can access that locally. Get out of here.
I'm telling you, there are reasons why I don't like talking.
And this is it.
Yeah, you talk a lot. Talk a lot.
I know. I try to keep it to a
because it's crazy. Because some of these things are just straight out crazy. Why are you putting in your money's worth for everything to be blocked out and blacked out that you think people have access to? It just don't make sense to me.
Oh yeah.
And then you got to access. You can access the game archive 3 damn days later.
That's even worse,
man. Spare me.
That's spare even worse. Me. That's even worse, girl. That's even worse.
Man, that's beyond worse, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Mets acquired right-handed pitcher Chris Bassitt from the Oakland Athletics after All-Star season.
Is that what you really wanted to say?
No. This is what happens when you have autocorrect. I still got ESPN up. This is what I meant to say. Chicago Cubs add veteran reliever Jesse Chavez to a minor league deal. I put Cubs ass veteran reliever Jesse Chavez on a minor league deal. Bruh.
Oh, man.
I have to fix this crap. This is crazy.
It's crazy.
So the Cubs add veteran reliever Jesse Chavez on a minor league deal. Oh, my goodness. Cardinals at the bullpen depth. They agree to deal with free agent right-hander Nick Whitgren. The Twins add Sonny Gray from the Cincinnati Reds. Brad Boxberger agrees to a one-year deal with the Brewers. Nelson Cruz reaches a one-year $15 million deal with the Nationals. The Philadelphia Phillies signs Kyle Schwarber. That hurts.
Yeah, the next one hurts just as much.
Oh, yes. The Cubs sign Saiya Suzuki to a five-year $85 million contract. And Andrew McCutchen to be slotted as DH for the Brewers. And breaking news came out maybe about an hour ago. Chris Bryant and the Colorado Rockies agreed to a seven-year, $182 million contract. That hurts.
That hurt, but the other one hurt it too.
Which one?
The Yankees re-signing Anthony Rizzo.
Oh, skipped right past that. The Yankees signed Anthony Rizzo, yeah. They re-signed him, but here's the bad part about that one. He wasn't the actual main source. Well, let's just say that his time with the Yankees wasn't very good. But since all the sources that they wanted to add, I couldn't remember who they were, ended up leaving. So they ended up resigning him. I was like, man, he could have been gone elsewhere. I don't understand why would you do that? Yeah. So I guess the reunion with the Cubs ain't gonna work. So
no.
I guess I'm just gonna have to get past that.
Yep.
I couldn't forget point guard precision. I sure almost forgot though. Today, once again, it's not gonna be focused on the player, it's gonna be focused on the team or teams. And that is, can high scoring teams win championships? Last week, I discussed the death of mid-range game. What's part of that success of the mid-range game is scoring. That's how, you know, Chris Paul got plugged in. He used basic fundamentals. He used the mid-range games to help, you know, fix the disadvantages that the defense has. But do that necessarily take away from a team as a whole? That scores high and still win the championships. Now, Golden State Warriors was a prime example of that. And their hopes got shattered, not only with the 73-9 record, but in NBA Finals, got dominated in NBA Finals within the next three games. And it was a high-scoring team going into the playoffs and the regular season. And as much as a team that can have a high scoring advantage, regardless, they're still liable to win championships. But the term always says it. Look, defense wins championships. That has always been the motto.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn what sport it is. NBA, NFL, MLS, MLB, defense wins championships. That's where your bread and butter.
Yes.
Place. If you're going to be a high scoring team, you damn well better be a good ass defensive team because that's where you win the championships. Now, there are some tweaks, of course, NFL, they have their own size of offense and defense. In the NBA, you got the same team playing offense and defense. Within five players. Wow. So that is a tough task at hand. And it's the same way with soccer, MLS. They're just as much as crazy, too, because they got a lot of cardio within the length of a field playing defense.
Man, that looked like a length of a football field.
That you have to be, man, you damn near have to be track and field, cross country, all that shit combined. Ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way in the world I could do it.
Shoot, y'all had to kiss my defense goodbye on that behalf.
You ain't lying.
You would have to kiss my defense goodbye. I couldn't do it. Now, basketball's different.
Right.
Basketball's different. Love the game.
Love the game too, Terrell.
And how big we were, how big we are, we would still go out there and punish people.
And we'll help.
Because it's just in our blood. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily run in the family, but damn it, you could say it does. You could say it does. Not within, you know, just me and Darren, but of course, Pop, and then you have your outsiders. You got Bug, and you got Tyron. They're hoopers. And then his family, they're hoopers. But, yeah. That's just in our genes. And pinpointing all of that at the end of the day, high scoring can lead you that, but you got to have a defense.
Yeah.
You got to have it. That's all I have. Anything you want to add to that?
Good work.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. So we'll be right back with the continuation of part two, football news with me. We'll be right back.
Ooh, 42.
Oh, wow. Let's get this done.
Yeah, get it done.
We'll be right back. Devontae Adams, and for the Packers, he won't play on the franchise tag in 2022. Ex-Buccaneers guard Ally Marpet.
What does that sound like?
Dan and Morphy.
I'm thinking of Norbit. That's another Dan and Morphy.
Yep, Dan and Morphy.
Yes. Dan and Morphy.
Yep, Dan and Morphy.
Oh, my goodness.
That's hilarious.
Woo!
Yeah, Ex-Buccaneers guard Ally Marpet will stay retired despite Tom Brady's return to Tampa Bay.
Good man.
Yeah, I agree. Packers agreed the terms of Preston Smith on the 4-year, $52.5 million extension, and Za'Darius Smith released. Falcons and the left tackle Jake Matthews agreed to a 3-year deal. Big money extension. Did I really put that? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, what you been smoking?
Bruh, it was 10 o'clock in the morning. I got to make sure that that was them. I'm not even going to do it.
That big money extension sounds good enough.
I don't even know what the deals of it was, but the Dolphins is keeping Emmanuel Ogbai for the 4-year, $65 million deal, and running back Chase Edmonds is headed to Miami. Backfield for it looked pretty dangerous now. The Rams is re-signing offensive lineman Joe Nopum and Bryant Allen on a 3-year deal. Can you change that for me, on the other side here, right on. The Browns released former Pro Bowler wide receiver Jarvis Landry.
Juice. Yeah, that's his nickname. Juice Landry. Jarvis Juice Landry.
Then how come OBJ don't get orange part of it then?
Fresh squeeze.
Why not?
Because he's not with Cleveland anymore.
Yeah, I guess so. The Bengals is adding Alan Kappa, Cardinals to the offensive line, and re-signed defensive tackle B.J. Hill. The Cardinals agreed to terms with the running back James Conner on a 3-year, $21 million extension. The Steelers reached an agreement with quarterback Mitchell Trubisky on a 2-year, $14.25 million deal. Now, the Jaguars plan to sign the Pro Bowl guard Brandon Scherff and wide receiver Christian Kirk and tight end Evan Engram. They need Christian Kirk.
Yes, they do. I agree.
The biggest news in Indianapolis, Reggie Wayne to join the Indianapolis Colts staff as a wide receivers coach. Haason Reddick, Eagles, agreed to a 3-year, $45 million contract. The Packers is to re-sign linebacker Devondre Campbell on a 5-year, $50 million deal. And the quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, signing a 1-year deal worth up to $10 million with the Miami Dolphins. Chargers suspected to sign former Patriots quarterback J.C. Jackson on a 5-year, $82.5 million deal. Buccaneers has re-signed his quarterback, Carlton Davis, on a 3-year, $45 million deal. The Dolphins is signing former Cowboys wide receiver Cedric Wilson to a 3-year, $22.8 million deal. The Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence agreed to a new 3-year deal, $40 million deal. The Broncos agreed to terms for former 49ers defensive tackle DJ Jones on a 3-year, $30 million contract. The Chiefs have signed a safety Justin Reed to a 3-year, $31.5 million deal. The Lions tender quarterback Dwayne Haskins on a $2.54 million offer.
Steelers.
What did I say?
The Lions.
Okay. The Steelers tender quarterback Dwayne Haskins to a $2.54 million offer. I'm looking at the next line. The Lions is to sign wide receiver DJ Chark to a 1-year, $10 million deal.
Jacksonville just lost a good one.
You ain't lying. The Patriots ascended outside linebacker Chase Winnelick to the Browns for linebacker Mac Wilson. Aaron Rodgers officially signed the contract extension, earning $150.8 million over the next 3 years. And the Rams is releasing former All-Pro punter Johnny Hector. Browns is to meet up with the Texans. This is part two. Browns to meet up with the Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson on Tuesday, which was yesterday the 15th. And the Falcons hope to meet today on Wednesday. The Steelers signing former Bears offensive lineman James Daniels to a 3-year deal, $26.5 million deal. Andrew Whitworth announced retirement after 16 seasons with the Rams and the Bengals. Part two of this from part one. Browns are releasing the center and the NFLPA president, J.C. Treader.
Wow.
Yeah. Randy Gregory expected to sign with the Broncos after nearly agreeing to deal with the Cowboys. And former Saints safety Marcus Williams signed in with the Ravens on a 5-year, $70 million deal. And the Falcons signed kicker Young Hoku to a 5-year, $24.5 million extension. Yeah, they better. Oh, they better. Shoot. I ain't never seen a foot like his ever.
Man, word.
Besides, well, never mind. Buccaneers expected to sign ex-Falcons wide receiver Russell Gage. Now, this is part two. No, this is part one.
This is part one.
Mm-hmm. This is part one of two here. Just as I was preparing for this today, I put a headline saying, where is Von Miller going to go to? Cowboys, back to the Broncos. We'll figure that out in the second part here in a second. The Patriots are trading guard Shaq Mason to the Buccaneers for a fifth-round draft pick, and the Giants are expected to sign former Texas quarterback Tyrod Taylor to back up Daniel Jones. Well, I'm not going to have him start. Browns quarterback right. Baker Mayfield, quote, I have no clue what happens next, end quote. Saints are signing former Jets safety Marcus Maine to a 3-year, $28.5 million deal. Part two of Justin Reed. It'll be a lot more fun playing with Patrick Mahomes than against him. These last two pieces of headlines came out literally what we was about to get ready to hit the record button. The Las Vegas Raiders have released Carl Nassib, and this move saved the Raiders $8 million in cap space. And lastly, but not least, I'm going to go back to the other headline. Where is Von Miller going? To the Cowboys? To the Broncos? Well, as of 5 minutes before we actually hit the record button, Von Miller agreed to terms with the Bills on a 6-year, $120 million deal.
That blew my mind. I thought he was running it back.
I was literally in there fixing tea when he said that. It was like, Man. Oh, wow.
Man, I thought he was running that back. I guess not.
I guess not, yeah.
You know what else?
They increased a better chance of them winning something with him on the defense.
Yeah, he just got to stay healthy.
Right.
But you know what else I found out about Baker Mayfield? He has one destination he would like to go to. You want to know who that is?
If it's somewhere in relation, anywhere near us, I don't want to hear it.
Actually, it's in us. You hear me?
In?
Yes. The Colts!
That's what I'm talking about. If it's anywhere in the vicinity near us, I don't want to hear it.
That's what I'm saying. It's right in our heart. It's in Indy.
I know. That's my point. That was my whole literate point. Anywhere near us, around us, I don't want to hear it.
No, you got it. He's wanting to come here.
No, he do not. He's just kidding himself.
Well, the Colts are just kidding themselves, believe it or not.
I would prefer to have Jimmy Garoppolo than him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's all I have. Anything else you want to add?
Nope.
All right. We'll be right back with what's next on the podcast for next week. We'll be right back. All right. What's next for next week on our podcast? The latest news around the league. I am going to do my damnedest to have NASCAR news and Formula One if there is any. And we'll have point guard position as well. That's next week.
All right, so that is the dish of Double Take Sports Talk, of course, for YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel, search the box at Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers or Double Take Sports Talk. We're on social media, of course, for Facebook at the Watch Brothers fan page, Twitter at DTSC2414, and Instagram at DTSC2414. Follow us. But until then, I'm Daryl. Daryl's on the opposite side.
Yep.
All right, catch up with another episode of Double Take Sports Talk. Until then,
ciao.